I want to speak to you today about some aspects of your career, what you think is your career, what you are supposed to do in this world, with respect to Bhavadbhavam concept. And this is very important. Somebody on the channel asked me, can you speak more about Bhavadbhavam? So let's do that. But now in context to career, you can apply this to other aspects as well. Now, who are you essentially? First house. So Bhavadbhavam, first from the first house is the first house. So you essentially are responsible for your own self-growth. This is why it's so important to dive into all these kinds of sciences, esoterics, whenever you are prompted to, whatever your Mahadasha is, you'll automatically be prompted to discover more about yourself. And yourself is something like an onion. You can keep peeling the layers and layers, isn't it? So remember that always. There's no end to this discovery. This is a never-ending process, like a fractal time. So first from the first house, Bhavadbhavam, is you. So essentially you are discovering yourself or unwrapping yourself constantly, even in terms of career or self and all other aspects of life, because first house affects all other 11 houses. Now, you are born into a family, second house. So the family, second house, is what? Speech, wealth, value systems. What kind of family are you born into? Are you born into a Muslim family? Are you born into a Christian family? In India? Abroad? Where? Exactly. In the Middle East? Where? So the family placement itself is determined, selected by your soul, you might say, to be born in a particular area. And second house is also the house of earning wealth. So how a person, a lady born in the Middle East, for example, thinks about money and her value systems is very different to the same planets, etc., for somebody born in a Brahmin family in south of India or somebody born in New York, for example. And that is selected by your soul. This is why there is no cure for the second house. Second house is the value system. What you think you should be doing as your profession, that's the value system, is dictated to you as a tiny baby that you're born without any points of view. You're born into a specific family. You can't change that. Your family is your family. Your parents are your parents. Your siblings are your siblings, whatever that may be. Doesn't matter which race, caste, culture, religion, all these things doesn't matter in context to Jyotish. So the value system, what you bring to the table, is dictated by the second house. And this you will carry into other areas of life as well. Especially your profession, because it's a house of money and earning. How you will earn money. What you are ready to do and what you are not ready to do. See, that is your value system. That trigger is your value system. So that's the second house. I'll speak next about the third house.